Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, August 21st. I'm Matthew Passy. In the tech headlines, UPS reports a data breach, Uber is coming to other apps, and the maker of Flappy Birds is out with his latest highly addictive mobile game. Those stories and more, but first, Hewlett-Packard said its fiscal third quarter profit dropped 29%. However, the computer maker also reported a surprise increase in revenue, the first sales increase after 11 straight quarters of declines. The increase was driven by shipments of notebooks and desktops. However, CEO Meg Whitman cautioned the revenue growth may not last. Overall, the company reported a profit of $985 million, down from $1.39 billion a year earlier. UPS said that a data breach at 51 of its stores may have compromised data on approximately 105,000 customer transactions between January and August. Customers will need to check the UPS website to determine if they shopped at one of the affected stores. The company doesn't know how many customers might have been affected, only the number of transactions. The breach is related to malicious software that may have resulted in stolen customer information, including names, postal addresses, email addresses, and credit or debit card data. Uber is now an option on several other popular apps, including ones from OpenTable, Starbucks, and United Airlines. Uber has partnered with over a dozen companies, hoping to drum up new business. The ride-sharing service also released a set of software code called an Application Programming Interface, or API, that will let any developer incorporate the Uber platform into their own apps. Thumbtack, the online services marketplace, has raised another $100 million in funding, led by Google Capital. Thumbtack aims to make hiring a wedding photographer, landscaper, or other professional as easy as buying a book on Amazon, competing with the likes of Yelp and Angie's List. The financing increases the total outside funding at Thumbtack to $150 million. Google wants websites to use encryption to protect themselves and users from hackers, unless it comes to e-commerce sites. According to emails sent to one merchant from the search giant, the Google Trusted Stores badge doesn't work well with the same encryption Google favors in its search rankings. Google said they are working on a solution. As we continue, AT&T is bringing high-speed internet to Silicon Valley.
I own a growing company, and predictable monthly expenses make it easier to run my business. That's why I switched to the T-Mobile Simple Choice for Business plan. We get unlimited data with no overage charges, all in America's fastest 4G LTE network. Now it doesn't matter how much data my team needs every month. My bill stays the same. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only, subject to change. Fastest 4G LTE based on download speeds. See T-Mobile.com for details.
Delaware Governor Jack Markell has signed a new law giving estate attorneys and fiduciaries more control over the digital data of deceased clients. The law means that the executors are now authorized to carry out instructions of the person's will as it relates to social media accounts and email. However, the statute could conflict with a federal law passed back in 1986 that forbids consumer electronic communications companies from disclosing content without the owner's consent or government order. AT&T's new ultra-fast internet service is on its way to Apple's hometown. Cupertino will be the first city in California to get the U-verse fiber optic broadband service. AT&T plans to make U-verse available nationwide, but service is being introduced first in markets where strong demand is expected. On the heels of its family plan pricing announcement this week, undercutting other major mobile carriers, Sprint is letting it be known that there's more to come. Technology reporter Fred Fishkin has the story.
Sprint will be unveiling more pricing moves to try to end its long string of subscriber losses as soon as this week. But how long will the turnaround take? At a New York City press gathering to unveil a new handset from Sharp, its first in the U.S. market in 4 years, Sprint Senior VP David Owens told me,
"Well, I think you have to understand that it's going to take messaging the consumer audience. There's a lot of spend in our category in terms of TV spend by AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile. So it'll take a bit to get that message out, but that's part of the simplicity of it is when we do communicate it and when customers do understand it, the value proposition is very simple and it's very straightforward and it's very compelling."
Some in the financial community might wonder, okay, if you're cutting prices, what does it do to your other capabilities of building that network and surviving?
Right, but remember, the most important thing in our category is growth. And we've got to get back into a growth mode, and that's really what the core pricing strategy and also the aggressive promotion is trying to do.
Sprint hopes to jumpstart growth, offering family plan subscribers the ability to avoid per-device fees through the end of next year if they sign up by the end of September. Fred Fishkin for The Wall Street Journal.
Finally today, the man behind the famous Flappy Bird mobile game has just unleashed his newest effort. The new game, Swing Copters, is available now on Android and iOS devices for free with an optional 99-cent in-app purchase to remove the ads. Like its predecessors, the game appears potentially habit-forming and extraordinarily difficult. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest tech news at WSJD.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal. Now this.
Wix.com lets you easily create a beautiful professional website for free. With hundreds of stunning templates, cool features, and popular apps, you can get your business online today. Start now at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.